Hello everyone, welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. On here, James over there. So,
yo.
Yep, on this week's episode, Crunchyroll just did their yearly anime awards, right? And so, let's talk about their choice of winners. And before we even go into it, I already know that their list is very biased, right?
Who even scores it? Do they just have like a committee of people scoring this, or was how do they do it?
I think it's community voted, but I'm not sure. I think it's community voted. But the thing is that it only has animes that are in their list, I think. I think that's what it was like a year or 2 years ago. So it's very biased between certain animes. But let's just go down the list. Usually we don't start with... Usually when you do an award, you don't start with best anime of the year. But it's on the top of the list.
This is just like the results that what people want to click on first, right?
Yeah.
Should we do the top, I guess?
Yeah.
Best anime of the year? What do they got?
So the nominees for the best anime of the year was 86, Attack on Titan, Final Season Part 1, Jujutsu Kaisen, Odd Taxi, Ranking of Kings, Osama Ranking, and Sunny Boy. I don't know why Sunny Boy is on there.
We didn't finish it. Yeah, it probably was very good. Enough for it to be on there. All the other shows on there are very good, especially Jujutsu Kaisen had like a big influence on the culture overall,
so,
I think.
My Fashion thought when I first looked at this nomination list was like, where is, what was that one anime?
Fumetsu no Anatae?
Yeah. Where's that anime?
I was like, it must be because it's not finished, but, you know, season one. Part one, and then continuing part two, Jujutsu Kaisen.
It's technically completed its season, right? Its season is finished. Yeah.
I think it has a good completed story.
Yeah.
More so than Jujutsu Kaisen, because that's just, you know, a shonen.
Right.
Attack on Titan, of course. That definitely deserves to be on here more than...
Sunny
I
Boy?
Love Ranking of Kings, but there wasn't enough episodes of Ranking of Kings for it to be on there. It wasn't even finished by the time this was out. It's still airing right now.
Yeah, Osama, well, didn't it have
like
a cut
Osama
in the middle?
I love Osama Ranking.
Osama Ranking did have a cut in the middle, so it's technically, I guess they're rating it by its first season.
Would you consider their first season? I wouldn't.
Yeah, because they had a split in the middle, kind of.
It doesn't feel like it to me. It just feels like one journey.
Like, you had 12 episodes. It had 12 episodes. They did a little bit of a break, and then they're doing the second half now.
Are you current on that show?
I think I'm a couple episodes behind, but I'm...
Oh, okay.
Somewhat
enough for it to...
Yeah.
I didn't feel the break, to be honest with you, but I suppose...
It was like a 1 or 2 week break just to set everything up.
During Christmas times?
Kind of, something like that.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have cut Sunny Boy for Fumetsu no Anatae.
Well, it's not... We're biased because we didn't watch it, so...
But Fumetsu got like a number one on that season next to Odd Taxi.
Oh my god, I love it so much.
Like, yeah, I understand Odd Taxi being on here. That's fine. That's fine with me. But Sunny Boy, come on. What?
I would put Fumetsu over 86, even though I freaking loved 86 first season.
Okay, 86 is good, but I wouldn't say it's like a nomination. I mean, this year had a lot of great animes, too. And the thing is about this season, or about these nominations, like, they're all kind of just... action-packed, except for Odd Taxi. Odd Taxi is kind of like out there, but the rest is kind of like all action-packed.
Ranking of Kings is definitely has action in it for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it does.
And then the winner is Attack on Titan Final Season. That makes sense.
Wait, what? You just glossed over it? Where do you click on to?
It's at the top. It's
the
top.
Never mind.
What do you mean?
Bad. I scroll to the nominees. I mean, yeah. Attack on Titan is kind of gonna win it this year too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm fine
with
that.
The impact that show has is enormous.
I'm fine with that. Like,
of course.
Between all of these animes, I'm fine with that. If Odd Taxi won, I wouldn't mind either.
I wouldn't mind either, but it's like hard to ignore Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
It's
been caring, right?
The impact that show has is ridiculous. It's a crater. It's Mariana's Trench and Impact.
All right, so let's go to the next one. This is for Best Animation. Nominees for this was Demon Slayer, Jujutsu
no
Kaisen.
No surprise there.
Yeah. Miss Kobayashi Maid Dragon,
Best
Mushoku
Physics.
Tensei, Vivi Flora Ice Song, and Wonder Egg Priority.
All very strong contenders.
Yeah. Even though you said Wonder Egg Priority is not good in the story, I do have to
say... Amazing.
Episodes I watched really had really good
very
animation.
Beautiful show. Eye candy. Bar none.
Yeah. I thought Vivi Flora Ice Song was a good anime, but...
Some of the 3D you didn't like?
No, it's not the 3D. It's just generic in terms of... it was okay animation. It was a good animation.
I just thought about it as Terminator the anime, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. Hatsune Miku.
Kobayashi Maid Dragon, I thought had a really great opening, but in terms of just...
Yeah.
Had good animation.
This is pretty... This is one of those where you just look at those and say, yeah, I know who's winning.
Yeah, it's because
there's no way. It's a standout. Cut above the rest.
Out of anything I can argue, I'm not arguing. This is one you can't argue with. This is like
no, it's this is inarguable. Like you can't beat it. They should have just put Demon Slayer as the nominations.
Yeah.
Nope. They all got out of the running. Like this is one of those where you're like, why did Boss Baby win an award over whatever movie was released that year? That was amazing. I think it was like Your Name or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was Your Name. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I understand. Like, it's because Demon Slayer just has that, like, it has that type of animation that no other anime really has. It, like,
UFO Table production is just the best.
Like, I could argue that Jujutsu Kaisen has good animation, but it's...
The style is amazing. I love it.
Yeah, it's the style that makes Demon Slayer stand out compared to any other anime in its category. I could say Mushoku Tensei had good animation, but overall, it was standard animation. Nothing, like, eye-popping like Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer just had that.
It is just top of the top. Creme de la creme, as they say.
Yep. All right. We will go to now best opening sequence. Nominees for this was Boku no Senso, which is the final season part one of Attack on Titan opening.
That's the one with the nonsense song, right?
It was amazing. Yeah, it's the nonsense song. Kubutsu from Beastar, Vivi Vice from Jujutsu Kaisen, Aino Supreme from Miss Kobayashi Dragon. Yep, Odd Taxi from Odd Taxi. And Crybaby from Tokyo Revengers.
I really like the ending more for Tokyo Revengers.
Yeah. I'm 100% with them. Yeah.
I mean, look, this is another one of those. Like, you look at it, it's like, they're all good songs, but how are you going to beat the Attack on Titan theme for that, for
and
season
this is
one?
Opening sequence, so this is like not only songs, but animation as well.
Oh, it's a whole package?
It's the whole package thing.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. There's no way you can beat it.
Yeah, let's say Attack on Titan wasn't a nominee. What would you pick from this list?
Oh, man. I don't remember the Beastars opening, and I watched season 2.
Really?
I mean,
the music is very popular. Like, everyone sings it.
Odd Taxi was super chill, but, like, not winner level. Probably number 2, runner-up. I want to say Crybaby, probably.
I'm going to say Miss Kobayashi Maid Dragon opening.
Was that the one with the song?
I mean, they all have the song.
No, God.
What is it, the one with the song?
It was like whatever that rap is.
Yeah, they had the rap and they had like the b-boy type movement. It was so smooth. I was like, this is like if...
I change my...
Your pick?
Opinion, it would be Miss Kobayashi's. That opening was a banger.
It's great. Like, Odd Taxi was great. Don't get me wrong, but it just doesn't have that flair to it. Like,
it's like it's very chill. It has its own vibe, but it's not winner level.
Yeah.
It's like number 2 or number 3 for sure.
Yeah.
Jujutsu Kaisen's cool as hell, too.
Yeah. Like, their pick for the opening, 100%. I'm not going to argue with their pick. Boku no Senso. Fantastic song. It's a good song when I have it in my playlist, and I have this song in my playlist. So yes, it's a good song.
As far as Jujutsu Kaisen goes, if it was the ending, that'd be the winner, probably.
Okay, so best ending sequence. Nominees are Shogeki with Attack on Titan Final Season Part 1, Yasashi Suisei, Beastars, Shirogane, Demon Slayer, Nai Nai, Shadow House. I don't even remember that. Infinity, Skate the Infinity, and Gambare, Kumiko-san no theme, So I'm a Spider, So What.
Would you even put the spider thing on that?
Yeah, it was good. It was good, but...
Wasn't this a Crunchyroll anime?
It was.
That's probably why it's on there. There's, like, way better, like... How the fuck is the dance from Jujutsu Kaisen not on there? I don't understand.
No, I think that was last year. I think that was 2021, my dude.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that was last year. I think it won last year with that ending, so...
I believe so. Yeah, I time-skipped.
Yeah. It's because they do 2022, and it's the previous 20 from 2021, which kind of throws you off a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like announcing, like, a new car, like the 2023, but it's still only 2022.
Some countries do, like, 2022 for the 2023 for some reason. I don't know, they do it weird.
It's confusing, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
In terms of ending, I guess? I don't even remember any of these endings, really.
Nine was pretty good, but it wasn't winner worthy. I mean, who's gonna be Lisa? The Infinity, Skate Infinity was actually very good. I liked it a lot, so I'm glad that it got a mention.
Like, I don't...
E-Stars, not for... Again,
by it, me, it's by it Yaosobi. I love Yaosobi.
Right, but...
But I don't remember it.
Good.
Yeah. But I don't remember it.
I don't remember. I like the Shadow House, the whole show was amazing. I loved that show. But I don't remember the ending theme, so that's where my bias lies. Shogeki, yes, please. I actually think for me that would have been the winner.
That would have been your winner for the ending?
Yeah, Shogeki, if Demon Slayer wasn't on there.
Huh. Oh, wasn't that one just like a chill, like just a really chill song, like just a normal song? Like nothing crazy? I
wouldn't say it was chill. It's like very somber.
Somber. All right, let's go to the next one. Best boy. So we have Senku from Dr. Stone. We have Otokawa from Odd Taxi. Ken Draken from Tokyo Revengers. Izumi from Horimiya. Boji from Ranking of Kings. And Majiro Mikisano from Tokyo Revengers.
Man, what a list.
This is kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's why I said what a list. Like, I wouldn't put Izumi on there. I like Senku, but I wouldn't even put him on there.
Yeah, this
and
is...
And Tokyo Revengers got two. I wouldn't understand Draken being on there, but Mikey... I would rather put the other friend, I forget, Kazutora, I think his name was.
Are they really one. Best boy material? Like, really?
Draken for being, like, the dude on the side, like, the man in the chair. You know, like, Tom Holland, Spider-Man's.
Oh, the one, like, the Ned. Nine rings, that guy?
Yeah, the one that was, like, you know, the awkward one with the Peters, oh, with the glasses.
Not the Nine Rings guy. Not the Nine Rings guy. I know who you're talking Peter about. Parker's I forgot friend. His name though. His friend, yeah.
Yeah, but I would put him in like Draken in that territory where like, he's like the good friend that you want
to have. But is he best boy material? Like, really?
I don't know. Not over Boji, that's for sure. Senku is like smart as hell, but he doesn't have the charisma to be best boy. He's like, you like seeing him do like crazy sciencey stuff, but it's not exciting like Boji or. Even the walrus dude, I don't know, Otokawa? I don't think he was best play material.
This is a one hell of a list. This is...
It's all over the place, like, it's...
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense that it's all over the place. I wouldn't want, like, a bunch of, like, K-pop singers type
yeah, that's true.
Characters on here.
You know like, what it is? You just can't help but cheer for Boji.
I do, like... You know what? I'm surprised. Like, if this was community voted, I'm surprised, like, Izumi didn't win. You know, from Horimiya.
You think he was that popular? Horimiya was, like, overshadowed by a lot of... Like, of course, the ending was amazing, and it was a great show, but...
No, Horimiya was a great anime, but it's a romance anime compared to Osama Ranking, right? Right. And I totally get... I'm rooting for Boji. I take Boji over Izumi. But I'm surprised, like, if this was community voted, like, I'm surprised, like, wouldn't the females vote Izumi over Boji?
Hell no, dude. Boji's the best. Everybody wants
But Boji that's coming to win. From you, though. I'm talking about, like, a female a female voting.
I mean, that's why we have Draken and Mikey out there. That was pretty funny that Draken and Mikey are on there, but not the main character of the show.
Exactly. No, honestly, I don't like the main character. I mean, that makes sense.
He's kind of okay.
He was fish water. He was,
Yeah. Fish water. I mean, everybody's flashy around him, so. Yeah. And he's just like milk. Honestly, I guess you couldn't even count the dude from Fumetsu no Anata as a boy, because he's just a rock.
He's the rock. He is mainly... What would you... He could technically be... No. Could he technically be best boy and best girl?
Dude, that would have been the best.
Oh my god, that would have been amazing.
He can't beat Bougie, though. There's no way.
You can't do both.
From this list,
that's
though.
That's illegal.
Best deal. Best mole. All
right, best girl. Let's go. So, nominees are... Melise, how does that say her name? Melise,
yeah.
Yeah, from 86. Fujisaki from Jujutsu Kaisen, Komi from Komi Can't Communicate, Honda from Fruit Baskets, Watanabe from Kageki Shoujo, and then Oto from Wonder Egg Priority. This list also really sucks.
Like, I only watched the OG Fruits Basket, and Melise was overshadowed by the Undertaker character. I feel like he was a stronger, like, obviously it's best girl, but
yeah,
she didn't have the feel like, why is Vivi not on here, is what I want to know. I can't abide by this list. Jujutsu Kaisen, I guess. Kugisaki, yeah, she's cool as fuck. It's hard.
I
would have
given it to Komi, but I feel like Komi is more of a meme pick than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her design, but I didn't feel her. I guess obviously it didn't resonate with me. Maybe it resonated with more other people.
I'm not even sure why Melise is on this list. She didn't feel like best girl.
She fought for the rights of the 86 people.
No. But I'm like, but she didn't feel like best girl. Like, you know what?
She's a strong female character.
Crazy about this list?
What?
No harem characters. How crazy is this list? This is a crazy list.
Yeah, for best girl, usually that's the waifu status. But I think here they put, like, how rich of a character the female is. Definitely, Kugisaki is a very rich character. Mm-hmm. Oto, I can see why. Now I'm thinking about it, I can see why they put Oto on it. Because if you're going for, like, a rich character with, like, complexities and stuff like that. Yeah. I guess, yeah. Because that show is definitely experiencing the girls and, like, you know, their angsts and such.
Definitely. Wasn't last year, didn't they have two characters from the Five Sister anime nominated for Best Girl?
Did they? That's hilarious. I mean, we can check the past winners right there. It has it at the top.
Let me check. I don't think they show nominees, though. I don't think they have nominees.
No, it was Kaguya-sama last year. Oh, well.
Yeah, they didn't have nominees, so yeah. All right. Yeah, I have no say about this. I just feel like this list wasn't that crazy to me either. Like, didn't really stand out. Best score. So nominees for this is Hiroyuki Sawano and Kota Yamamoto from 86. Mabanu from Megalobox 2.
Oh man.
Yeah. Tataru Kosaki from Vivi. Yuki Kaijuru and Goshina from Demon Slayer, Punpei, Vava, and OMSB from Odd Taxi, and Dede Mouse and Mito from Wonder Egg Priority. This is a really strong list.
This is the
strong list right here.
I'm going to be biased against one of them specifically, but every single one of these shows had a great, amazing soundtrack.
I want you to talk about this as if Megalobox was not on this list.
Yeah, you already know. Well, I mean, Hiroyuki Sawano, that's going to be my go-to most of the time. He does a tremendous amount of stuff that I really like him in, and I'm so glad they keep on going back to him, because everything he knocks out is amazing. I fucking love it.
You know, I'm with... with Demon Slayer winning best score, I'm not going to argue. I really like their music.
It's beautiful. It fits the show, if it's the era that they'd be in. And it has a sense of wonder and adventure that you'd want in a soundtrack for a show such as that.
Do you remember the score in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's hands down one of the best.
Especially when they were in that blue world or whatever inside.
Like, no, just the song when he was fighting the, like, when they had the big battle at the end.
Oh, you're talking about the chanting or whatever?
The chanting song, oh, hands down, one of the best. Yeah, that was great.
I like some good chantings, but that one didn't have a biggest effect on me, because, like, I played the Xenosaga Trilogy and it had a lot of that type of music, and I believe Nier games have that as well.
I mean, the
Nier one for sure.
But you can't just be all like, yeah, just because that's chanting, I'm not, you know.
You know, that type of, like, I don't know what you call it, ancient magical sounding music.
No, it wasn't ancient magical. It was like a mix between, like, chanting and, like, hype fighting music. Like, I've never heard that before.
I suppose.
Cool. Like, with Nier or any other games like that, like, there's chanting, but it's always, like, chillax and, like, kind of flowy or whatever. Nah, but this was like super hype fighting music. Like, I was ready to go for it. Like, I understand why.
My thing is, like, I always, my best hype fighting music that's, like, you know, ancient-y sounding, or, you know, I don't know what the word is, but, like, it doesn't exist in this plane of existence type of music. It would definitely be the dubstep music from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 2 for the Aztec god dudes.
I mean, it's a meme at this point, so.
It is. There's no way. But I'm surprised my Banwa didn't win, to be honest with you. It was fantastic.
I mean, I bet you it's good. It's just that it doesn't have the following as Demon Slayer has. It just doesn't have the
following. The impact of Demon Slayer is just, you can feel it in there. Like, that show,
you can,
like,
feel it in this whole award ceremony, because
we have Attack on Titan level.
Yeah, we have Attack on Titan. It's we have unfair. A bunch of Demon Slayer. It's,
yeah, like, it's like, this, yeah, how My Hero Academia is in influence, but, like, bigger.
Yeah, it's basically, like, if this is community voted, we can already feel like it's going to the whatever's getting the better numbers in terms of watch ratings. All right, so best directors, next one. So nominees are Yuriichi Hayashi for Attack on Titan Final Season Part 1, Yo Horiyama Megalobox 2, Shingo Natsumi, Sunny Boys, Sungo Park, Jujutsu Kaisen, Baku Kinoshita, Ataxi, Shin Wakabayashi, Water Egg Priority. Why is Water Egg Priority on so many of these lists?
I don't know, man. I didn't feel like it was that strong of a show. But again, it didn't resonate with me. Maybe it resonated with a lot of people, and I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by Water Egg Priority being on there. It wasn't okay. Like, the story was all right. I'm very, like, biased against shows that reveal everything at the end, and I like to be drip-fed a little bit more than that. Ataxi.
You just said that, but that's the whole premise of Ataxi.
Oh, shit, you're right. Damn, now I look stupid.
But
here's the thing, like, the whole time in Ataxi, you're following a plot where there's this whole thing going on with the drugs.
With
the lady from the nurse, the kid with the eraser that gets obsessed with gacha dodos.
Yeah.
Who else was there? The idols. And Wonder
Egg
Priority.
A little bit of everything, right?
And Wonder Egg Priority, you're like, all right.
I understand you, because Ataxi, they had, like, a secondary storyline you could follow. But with Wonder Egg Priority, it was like, I'm just going to wander around and bam, here's your story.
Well, like, I never understood what was going on with the monsters too much. I guess it was just there for the characters to, I guess, go through their emotions and stuff like that. But I still don't understand how that plane of existence is. It's just there, I guess.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Ataxi toppling Attack on Titan?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I agree with it completely.
I agree with this. Do you think it has anything to do with them switching from not directors, but anime, like switching from to Wit Studios?
No, I don't think so at all.
You don't think so?
No, because it's for this, like, the direction of the story, and of course directing is everything, but
right,
as far as the story goes, I feel like Final Season, like, you don't have the whole thing, it's not the whole story. The direction of Odd Taxi is like, that's the whole thing. I think that would be the better way to go. Like, honestly, I would remove probably like Attack on Titans and maybe Jujutsu Kaisen.
Why would you remove Attack on Titan?
Because it's not finished. It's not the complete thing. Like, obviously, the dude did a great job.
It's for best director, though. It's not for like, best.
With flowing. The story, I would like the whole package, right?
No, it's just best director. It's like
the direction of the show.
Like final, no. It's Attack on Titan final season in part one. Just like, that chunk of the story.
Who did the best job at it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason Odd Taxi won is because it's a complete package.
I think so too.
And with
Attack on Titan was cool, but. Yeah. We're thrown into this world, we're like, what the fuck is going on? There's too many questions. Why is Eren old? At what point did Eren show up in season one anyways?
I mean, he has to follow the manga. I don't think that's the director's fault, you know, like that's just following the manga. I think the reason why it didn't win, and also same premise with Jujutsu Kaisen, is that with Odd Taxi, you're looking at it as a whole package. With Attack on Titan and with Jujutsu Kaisen, they're unfinished, and you're looking at just a chunk of an unfinished anime.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's why I think Odd Taxi won. Obviously, right. Season 2, I don't see Attack on Titan losing this.
All right, so next one section. Is Best Character Design. Nominees are Jujutsu Kaisen, Osamu Ranking, Vivi Flora Isong, Odd Taxi, Skate the Infinity, and Wonder Egg Prime. I swear to God, they are like just jamming this shit in.
I don't know why Wonder Egg is on there at all.
I don't know.
The characters are pretty, but it just feels like they're ramming it in there. Maybe you got paid position. I don't wanna say, you know, maybe some Olympic committee type levels of
I feel like they had like an extra space and it's like, we're just gonna jam it in here. Like, is it that good that it's
that I didn't. It's a very good, like, if you include monsters, I suppose it's very beautiful.
Yeah, what ranking is this? Let me pull this up. What ranking
is this? I wouldn't put Skate the Infinity on there at all for character design.
Yeah, I would. That great character design.
But not more than a lot of these shows. Like, I would put Skate at the bottom of this, of all of these.
I mean, that's the reason why I didn't win.
Jujutsu Kaisen has, hands down, I can't complain with that. That's the right choice.
I would have said Odd Taxi. Odd Taxi would have been a great winner for me.
Yeah, but that's because they're animals. And you like how
it stands out. Yeah, it stands out.
It does. And they did a really good job of making the animals look like their human counterpart.
Yeah, and they each one is unique. Like, I understand why Jujutsu Kaisen won.
Yeah, it just has a flair that you can't match.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad if Osamu Ranking won as well. That's a good character design as well.
Very distinct, absolutely. But it's a bit bland in compared to all these other ones, I would say.
What? You're saying Osamu Ranking is bland? And I don't think it's bland at all.
I'm talking about like a basic outfit versus, obviously, Jujutsu Kaisen's is like, if I were to compare two of these, like Ranking of the Kings and Jujutsu Kaisen, they both have basic outfits, like all the characters, but it's just, as an outfit, it flows better in Jujutsu Kaisen, like the black outfits with like, a lot of these characters, like the Yuji's red hoodie and his red shoes. It's like a very nice accent to his whole outfit. It's very stylish. I love it. Ranking of Kings, you know, blue cape, you know, a little crown on his head. It's cute, but it's not anything like...
Well, you're not looking at the whole picture. It's character design, which is like not just clothing, you know, just...
With the person, too.
Yeah, with how they look. Like with Osamu Ranking, you know, that you have like just... You have like the little assassin guy, which is pretty cool. It's out there. I'm not saying he has the best character design, but you have all the other characters too, like the different like fighters and stuff like that, like the different soldiers. They stand out a lot too. Like Jujutsu Kaisen, I understand why it won, but I'm just saying
The art style is, for Ranking of Kings, it is good. It's just not anything more than these shows. I think it's probably next to Skate Infinity in terms of where I would rank these six.
Well, I don't think so. I think Osamu Ranking is pretty high up there. Like, Florid Isong is, like, they had one or two standout characters, but it wouldn't be on this list for me.
You're probably Vivi is what put it on the list, and her sisters.
Compared to Jujutsu Kaisen, which had, like, several standout character designs. Yeah, I understand why it won. I'm just saying, I'm just making a plea that Osama Rankin could have also been a good contender for this list, and along with Odd Taxi, but Jujutsu Kaisen does stand out. Why did they not put Demon Slayer on this list?
Does it make sense?
No, why is... What? All right, next one.
Yeah.
Next one.
I'm gonna argue priority, that. Like, I would remove. The whole thing's the same. Like, throughout this whole alt, everything so far, why is Wonder Egg priority out here? Is like what we're saying.
Best protagonist, we have Eren Yeager, Attack on Titan, Joe, Megalobox 2, Boji, Ranking of Kings, Osama Rankin here, Yuji from Jujutsu Kaisen, Odokawa from Odd Taxi, and I, Oto, from a Wonder Egg priority. This is a weird one. This is a weird one. This is...
I would put Joe at the top of the list, to be honest with you.
This is such Joe a weird
for
one.
Me is the top. Joe, Yuji, Boji, those are my picks.
As much Odokawa as I like Odokawa, cool. As much as I like Odokawa,
he doesn't have the charisma that the others do.
Maybe that's why he won, is because he's not a charismatic character. He's that type of character. He's different. He's different from all the other characters.
You know what it is? It's the reveal at the end.
It is the
reveal. It's like, the reveal that makes it. Aside from that, no, he wouldn't win. Joe in Megalobox 2 goes through a whole lot of character development and like.
So does Eren Yeager. I'm surprised he didn't win.
Because he's not finished. That's why. That's my reason.
But you have to look at it just by seasonal. Like with Eren Yeager.
Yeah, just the little portion.
Yeah, like specifically with the season, final season part one, where it just shows up out of nowhere old and has an eye patch. That was kind of out there.
I felt like I was missing information, but that's just because of the time between the seasons, probably.
Yeah, I mean, they're slowly filling it in. But the thing is that, okay, I'm not mad that Odokawa won, but I'm not super excited either, because this is one of those winners where I'm like, really? This is...
It could have easily gone to Boji.
I could have easily given it. Well, Boji got best boy, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did. Isn't it the best, the same freaking thing then? Why even have, well, I guess for the supporting cast.
Like, best boy is just best boy, and then best protagonist in is general, just like
yeah.
characters who've made differences along the way in their story. So.
So best boy should be like the meme category where Komi-san wins and stuff like that. Best girl, I mean.
Yeah. But you know, I'm fine with Odokawa. It's probably because it's the whole package this season. Like Odd Taxi is the whole package, and
it feels like him. They're treating best protagonist and best boy almost in this. There's too much crossover in it for me. Like yeah. They put too many serious characters in the best whatever.
All right, let's go with best antagonist.
Okay.
All right, so we have nominees are Eren Yeager, Attack on Titan. Yano, Odd Taxi, Ainosuke Shido, Skate the Infinity, Tomura Shigaraki, My Hero Academia Season 5, Echinda ReZero,
Echidna,
what was it?
It's like Knuckles two. The Echidna.
Yeah, Teta Kisaki, Tokyo Revengers. This list sucks.
Dude, why is Eren not, but he switches position.
Yeah.
I mean, war is chaos, and there's really
like without no spoiling the show. Without spoiling the show, I'm just gonna say fine. It's fine. It's a fine picker. Like compared to everything else on this list, it's fine. Like why is Yano even here from Odd Taxi? He was only in like one episode.
Yeah, Teta really would be the one he's like a despicable chicken shit. He has that Joffrey energy. Like he does despicable shit. I don't like that guy. I don't even want him to win the list. That's how much I don't like him. Adam was just a weird perv that likes to skateboard.
Did you watch what was it? That League of Legends Netflix show or whatever?
No, I did not.
Oh. I was about to say, like, I probably put the bad guy, but that's not technically an anime, so can't really be on the list. But that one had a good antagonist. I don't have a big say about this list. This is kind of like a watch list.
It's just seeing Yeager on there is hilarious on both lists.
Kind of like it how makes we sense were saying like Fumetsu could have had like both best boy and best girl.
Yeah, best orb.
All right, best fight scenes. Oh, yeah, we already know. Okay, gotcha. Now we need best fight scene. Eren Yeager versus Warhammer Titan Attack on Titan. Yuji Itadori and
Odo.
Odo versus Hanami.
Yeah, big Jujutsu flower Kaisen. Monster.
Elma versus Toru. Kobayashi Maid Dragon. Naruto versus Ishiki from Boruto. Yuji Itadori and Nobara versus Eiso and Kichizu, Jujutsu Kaisen, Vivi versus Yugo, Vivi Florida Aisan.
That's a good list.
This is a great list.
It's telling how great the fights were in Jujutsu that fucking two of them from around the same episode are on there.
You want to know what's funny about one of the picks from this list? Is Elma versus Toru. It's not even from the main arc of the anime. It's from Dragon Maid S, which is a spinoff.
Oh, is it? I didn't finish that. That's hilarious.
They're like 3 minutes each or something like that.
The Black Flash with Todo and Itadori. That was the coolest shit ever. Like the brotherhood they developed. And it's a weird relationship.
That was a weird fight. But
it was so cool though. Like
the setup was really nice.
Yeah, the show's just fucking cool. Is basically what happened. Every time I see Naruto these days, like Boruto, I want to watch it, but there's just so many freaking episodes of like 300 now. Like seeing Naruto in these special outfits and stuff, like, oh man, I want to see that, but I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
The fights in Vivi Flora and Aisong were very good.
They're good, but they're very
But they don't have special powers, that's why.
Yeah. In terms of winners, I'm actually fine with this. This is fine.
I can't complain.
Yeah. Warhammer Titan, that fight wasn't
the 3D CG. Some of that in there. It's CG, but it's... You can make good-looking CG with fighting, obviously, but it wasn't as good as Jujutsu. There's no way it was.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm fine with this. This is a fine one. All right, best romance. So nominees are Beastar, and then next one is Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro, Komi-san Can't Communicate, Fruit Baskets, Final Season, Horimiya, and The Duke of Death and His Maid.
Dude, and I was laughing. I was like, "Why? Which one from Horimiya? There's like six characters right there." I was like, "Oh, they're talking about this show as a genre."
As a whole, yeah.
I thought they were doing pairs just because most of these have like two characters on them, on the art.
I'm looking at this. This is technically the only real romance anime on the list. Horimiya is the only real romance anime on this list. I mean, the others are romance animes, but it's not like... It's comedy. It's comedy romance. Horimiya is like romance.
Yeah, the Duke and Death of His Maid is... That one's like, he can't touch his maid. That's the story. And it's all him.
It's basically like...
In the vein of Nagatoro. Yeah, but not as good.
Yeah.
Komi-san Can't Communicate. It felt more like...
It's a comedy. It's a comedy.
Yeah, it wasn't at that point of romance. Like Horimiya.
Yeah, it's not a romance. Yeah,
Fruits Baskets I did not watch, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Beastars...
Beastars,
that was a true contender for sure.
It feels like a one-sided love story, which it's not even.
Ships passing in the night is what it feels like to me.
Yeah, it's more of a story, like action story or something. It's not a heavy romance. Horimiya is hands down just a full-on romance. Wasn't there like another romance, or was that last year?
Dude, I'm sure there's more shows.
No. I'm thinking of the one where like the guy and the girl gets married on like the first episode.
Onikaku Kawaii, whatever.
Yeah, was that this year or last year? I can't remember. I think it was
last
year.
We don't remember, dude. We're in that pandemic mode where the years are bleeding together.
Yeah, they're combining too much, but I'm fine. Horimiya is like legit the only thing on this list that's actually a romance, so can't
dude, you know what? I'm surprised. I'm complaining that Wonder Egg Priority is not on this list. They did have like a slight romance in there, but not really.
Best drama. Here we go.
Here we go. This is what I'm talking about.
Nominees. We have 86. We have
Kagechi Shoujo.
We have To Your Eternity. We have Fruit Basket, the final season. Odd Taxi. And then we have whatever.
Was it Kageki Shoujo, the one you were thinking about in the best drama or best romance?
No. Kageki Shoujo is like a... I mean, there's romance in it, but it's more of like a drama.
Okay, all right.
It is definitely a drama. This is a great pick.
Clear cut.
Yeah.
No arguing.
I mean, if Odd Taxi won, I would have been fine with that too. Odd Taxi or 2 Year Eternity?
They gotta put fucking something for 2 Year Eternity.
Give me something, right?
Yeah, give me something.
Yeah. Why is 2 Year Eternity not nominated for Best Anime? If it's on Best Drama, why is it not nominated?
I don't know, dude. Maybe Wonder Egg Priority needed a spot and they had to give the
boot to somebody. Wait. Did Wonder Egg Priority have a spot in that?
Yeah, it did.
Wait. No, it didn't. It didn't have a spot.
No, I was looking at a different one. My bad.
Yeah. Crybaby was on this list. Oh, no. Wait, that's the wrong one. That's opening. No. Let me check. Oh, Sunny Boy is on the list. That's what
we didn't finish, so we can't comment on that.
I guess. All right. Yeah, I'm fine. 2 Year Eternity. I'm happy. I'm happy it's on the list. It's okay. I'm good with that. I'm good. Best action. Here we go. Nominees. We have Attack on Titan. We have Jujutsu Kaisen, Vivi Florid Ice Song, Demon Slayer, SSSS Daizaemon. Really?
Dina Zenon. I didn't feel like... I watched like 3 episodes. I thought the action was okay from what I saw, but maybe they did something crazier down the line, so I can't.
Hey, what was that last anime on the list? We have one more?
The one that belong... I mean, this one, it seriously does belong on the list, because it did have great action. Wonder Egg Priority. For once, definitely worth it to be on that list, because it has some crazy fights, especially with the weapons that they use. They think one of the girls had one of those pens, you know, with the multiple colors, and you just click it when you're bored at class.
Oh, yeah. It turns
into like a big ass whatever. Yeah. That was really cool. It had a lot of great fights, but of course, no complaint from me here, Jujutsu Kaisen. And although Attack on Titan could easily have taken the spot,
it could have been between the big three.
The big three.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine with Jujutsu. Like, in terms of action, of course, like, I think Jujutsu Kaisen had better action than Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan right now, it's kind of like, especially in season one, part one, it's more of like a planning phase. And I think everything else would come in. They did one year and then they're doing the second half and then another year just to win more awards.
No. Dude, it's fucking Crunchyroll awards. I don't think they care that much. Like, what if they it doesn't like have the prestige like the awards. Golden Globes or whatever. Nah, I don't think so. It's just because it's a lot of content. And it makes sense for them to break out because part one was in the one city and part two is back in where it all began. Probably going to where...
We're getting to the juicy part soon, so yeah, we'll see how that goes. All right, next one. Best Fantasy.
I don't agree with this. I don't.
Nominees. Mushoku Tensei. That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. 2 Year Eternity. Osama Ranking. The Case Study of Vanitas. And Wonder Egg Priority.
Of course.
God, I'm so tired of seeing Wonder Egg Priority on these lists.
I know.
Do we need to watch? Do I need to watch show, that shit just, or something?
I watched it all the way. I didn't think.
Do you feel like it belongs show, on all these lists? Do you feel like?
Some of these lists, yes. Like the fighting one, there's a great
the animation sequences. Fighting stuff like that, right?
Yes, but the story, I just didn't care for it. It wasn't for me. That's probably what it was. Maybe it does because a different demographic deemed it so. So you know, I could see that. I would put Mushoku Tensei or 2 Year Eternity at the top of this list.
Best fantasy?
For fantasy, Mushoku Tensei for sure. The study of Vanitas is really cool too.
I 100% agree with you. Especially with season 2. Slime season 2 is not that great.
Yeah, like it's already like...
Wasn't season 2 the one where they dragged us along for like the whole entire time and then near the end we didn't really get a good payoff?
Yeah. And they did the round table and they did that big fight. That was bad. But it wasn't even that great.
Yeah.
Nothing like Mushoku Tensei is like a cut above the rest for sure.
Is 2 Year Eternity technically a fantasy? Is it a fantasy?
The orb and the monsters he fights are a fantasy.
Yeah.
More than anything, for sure. But there's too much, like, real life, real people in the show, so I wouldn't put it at the top of fantasy.
I mean, fantasy has real life. I mean, that's part of fantasy.
Oh, that's true. Like, Lord of the Rings, like, if you take out all else, like, just regular people doing regular things.
Yeah, it's still technically in a fantasy world. Yeah, I guess. Okay. No, I understand. I think Mushoku Tensei should have been absolutely the winner on this list. I've been fine with Osama ranking as well. I would have been fine with either of those. Why is Vanitas on here? Is it that good? Is it? I don't know why it's on here.
It's pretty. Like, all the character designs are, like, elegant and extravagant. Yeah, but this isn't
for pretty. It's for best fantasy.
Yeah, your vampires are fantasy,
I guess. All right. Yeah, I guess we'll disagree with this one.
Werewolves.
Mushoku Tensei should have won.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's go best comedy. Best comedy.
Don't I can't me. Have a say in this. I didn't watch all these shows.
Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro-san, Komi-san Can't Communicate, Miss Kobayashi Maid Dragon, Heaven's Design Team, Life Lesson with Uramichi Oni-san, and then Odd Taxi. Odd Taxi is a what? What? Is why is Odd Taxi on this list?
It doesn't feel like a comedy, does it?
It's not even close to being a comedy.
I wouldn't. Maybe the comedy duo that they had in the show is what made it for a comedy. Like, you know what? I could see it being a comedy in a sense that, like, there's a lot some of crazy situations.
Yeah.
And there's this aspect of silliness to it. Like, it's outlandish because they're animals.
Yeah.
But I don't think it belongs on this list. I think if I finished Life Lessons with Uramichi Oni-san, I probably would have put it at the top of the list as a winner, but that show was way too hard to
watch.
This
list is actually pretty scary. This is, like, a really heavy, pretty heavy list. In terms of comedy, I'm fine with Komi-san winning. I would have been fine with Nagatoro. I think I would have rather chose Nagatoro over Komi-san.
Yeah, because I didn't finish watching Heaven's Design Team or Life Lessons with Uramichi Oni-san, so I, you know.
Like, I understand Heaven's Design Team because it, like, it didn't really fit in your wheelhouse to watch. But Uramichi Oni-san was because it was too cringe and too real for us to finish.
Yeah. It's too close to home.
Kobayashi Maid Dragon, it's a funny anime, but I wouldn't set it as, like, full comedy. Like,
no.
I would have. I'm fine with Komi-san winning. I would have been fine with Nagatoro-san winning too, but I'd rather have Nagatoro over Komi-san because Nagatoro-san had funnier bits in it, I think, or better bits overall. What do you say?
Absolutely agree.
Okay. Best film. I don't think we have a big earning in this.
This one is fucking bullshit.
Wait, really? Okay,
yeah, so I'm looking at the winner right now.
Belle, Demon Slayer, Chiaroboko the movie, Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0.
There's
plus
your winner right there. That's the winner.
Jose and the Tiger and the Fish, and World Bubbles Up Like the Soda Pop. I 100% agree with you that Jose and the Tiger and the Fish should have won.
Exactly. that's all what it's about. No, just the complexity of the tiger and the relationship that Jose had with the fish was just hard to ignore. Like, there's absolutely
stunning.
No reason why Demon Slayer should beat Jose the Tiger and the Fish. Certainly not, you know, like, especially at the end of the movie where the fish, you know, realizes because the, you know, Jose's on land and so is the tiger. He can't hang out with them. So he has to go live his life in the water. Wait,
what is this anime even about? I really wonder.
I don't know.
Let me pull this up and read the summary.
I fucking know, dude.
Let me read the summary of this movie.
But yeah. Hey, but you know, I just feel like that.
No, you just got your fanboy. You have no say in this.
I'm a fanboy. Like, yeah.
Let me read the synopsis real quick.
All right.
Tsuneo is a university student, and I don't think it's even Jose. I think it was like Josie.
Josie?
Yeah, Josie is a young girl.
Yes, Josie.
Yeah, it's a young who has rarely gone out of the house by herself due to her being unable to walk. The two meet when Tsuneo finds Josie's grandmother taking her about for an evening walk. Not even close to what you're trying to go. It's just a slice of life movie.
Okay. I was hoping I would hit it close to there.
You know what?
I didn't watch Belle, but I do have a shirt of Belle, surprisingly.
I'm fine with Wait, Shiro Bako got a movie though? I didn't ever know Shiro Bako got a movie.
Surprising, right?
Was that the anime I really liked? Is this the one about them making anime? Anime about making anime?
It'd have been.
Oh yeah, it is. I need to watch this. I'm gonna put this on my to watch list.
We could do an app on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you've never seen the anime, so have you?
What if it's just a recap?
I don't think it's a recap, it's the movie.
A lot of times they just do recap movies. Like for Evangelion movie 1, that's what they did. Recap.
I guess. I understand why Demon Slayer won, because only a person would choose Evangelion movie 3.0, whatever, is if they've watched the whole thing throughout the whole entire whatever, like through like, and keep in mind the majority of people voting for this is probably under the age of 20. 24, let's say 24.
Plus your old staff, probably 30s, 20s, yeah.
Like, I understand the demographic. The demographic is going to vote Demon Slayer over
Evangelion. I'm disappointed by Crunchyroll's Shinji not putting Nive at the top. That's the, like, he's, like, famous for, like, he had Shinji as his avatar. And, oh, he loves Evangelion. Like, the Tom from MySpace person. Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with this pick. That's fine. I already know that you're going to have stuff to say regarding Evangelion, but that's just how it goes.
Yeah, Bell, I need to watch, but I just haven't had the chance.
What is it about?
I don't know. It's from Mamoru Hosoda, though, and it's
looks. I guess pretty. We can do like an app on it. That wouldn't be cool too. We'll see.
That's all I can say about it. I can't
actually. Let me look up World's Bubble Up like a soda pop. What is this anime about?
It's like Arrested Development, except instead of a banana stand, they have the soda pop stand. It's about laundering money.
Let me read this. Yui
is my plot
expresses himself better through the haiku he writes and posts on the internet, even though no one gives it attention. While preparing for him and his family to relocate in August, he spends the summer working part-time as a welfare facility. That's pretty close. Meanwhile, Yuki smiles. Hoshino is a budding influencer who wants everyone to smile. However, she feels uneasy about the braces on her protruding front teeth and conceals her own smile using a disposable mask. After an accidental encounter with the two of them, Smiles finds herself becoming a part-time worker at the same facility as him. Soon, the two assist a senile man in search of an old vinyl record he owns, unable to remember his last location. Wishes to listen to it once more before his memory fades for good. That's a pretty good synopsis of a movie. I watched that.
I'm putting that on my watch list too. And I think for the next one, we could cap it off at best Japanese performance.
I'll do best Japanese and best English.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So best Japanese, we have Aya Sakura from Attack on Titan Season 1 with Gabby. We have Yuki Kaji, Attack on Titan Season 1 with Eren Yeager. Kyoshi Kobayashi, Lupin the Third Part 6 as Daisuke. Aoi Yuki, So I'm a Spider So What as Kumoko. Wait, yeah. And then we have Natsuki Hanae Taxi with voicing Odakawa. We have Kanata Aikawa.
Yeah, that sign was so like, oh, not you again.
Yeah. Voicing Aioto. You know, I'm...
Without having seen Lupin, I haven't followed it ever. Just the Netflix series. I can agree with Kumoko being on there because she did monologue it a ton.
Yeah, I think Kumoko could have won this. Honestly, but
yeah,
you know, out of all the awards, I think this one award is probably the most important.
Because I think so too.
Like, or I wouldn't say like the most important, but like one, like top.
Like
top
all
three.
The picks on here, like, well, yeah, I mean, like if you have shit voice actors, then the show falls apart.
There's no such thing as shit voice actors when it comes to Japanese anime. Like.
That's true. They're all like super fucking good.
Yeah, it's.
And that's just us being biased, I guess. Well, me specifically.
I have no objection to Eren Yeager winning. Yeah, I'm fine with this. This is fine. All right, let's go to the English. I'm fine with that. Nominees for Best English, Brittany Cox as Pirate Princess Fena. Adam MacArthur, Jujutsu Kaisen, voicing Yuji. Matt Shippen, Skate the Infinity, voicing Reki. Laura Bailey, Fruit Basket, the final season, Toru Honda. David Wald, Skate the Infinity, Inosuke. And then we have, this is a weird one, Inaris Quinones.
Quinones.
Wonder Egg Priority, voicing Rika Kawai.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
we don't freaking know any.
Like, wait, did you watch the English for Skate?
No, not at all.
Oh, I thought you did. Dude, how is two Skate people on this? That's crazy.
I guess they did a hell of a good job. I can see Yuji fitting on there, because I could easily see that show being in English very good. Like, it would fit it.
My only subjectivity to this is Laura Bailey, just because I used to watch Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
but that's just it. That has nothing to do with anime. Yeah. I think that's pretty much about it. Any final party thoughts regarding the list, though?
In all of this, I think the true winner out of all of these animes is Wonder Egg Priority.
Just for being so nominated. Did he even win?
I don't think so.
I don't think he even won, right?
It was so prevalent. Like, it was everywhere. It was more everywhere than Demon Slayer.
I don't even know. Like, I was like, why is it... why is To Your Eternity only on two of these nomination lists? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because different people have different tastes, I guess.
No. It was universally agreed that To Your Eternity was good anime.
You know what? They spent their money on the budget rather than bribing officials of Crunchyroll. No, I'm just kidding. Wonder Egg Priority had a hell of a production value. Like, it was through the roof how pretty that show was, but yeah.
Let me look at the ranking. Wonder Egg Priority was ranked 870. 2 Year Eternity ranked 150. What? What? Yeah. What is going on here? What is going on here? What is
shenanigans? Going on? You know what? It's the boss baby. He's bribing people.
This is definitely the boss.
The work baby of the boss baby.
You know what? At the end of the day, I think I won because I got two new movies to watch. So I think I won at the end of the day. Any final parting words though?
I already did.
All right. I'm pretty good. I don't think I have anything other to say than that. We need better animes to get more money so they can bribe better. That's all I need to say. Yeah. but besides it, I think that's going to be it for us. So thanks for catching up. Catch you guys. We'll catch you guys later. Bye.